Hello and welcome to Palantir on the Podcaster, the weekly NFL predicting podcast. This week, predicting the games for week 5 of the 2024 NFL season. So, to start it off, on Thursday, the Falcons had an amazing comeback win against the Bucs to win 36-30 in overtime. And the Vikings in London are predictably beating the Jets. Now, Cleveland at Washington. Nick Chubb is out. Jordan Hicks, Nyheim Hines, James Hudson, and Alex Wright are also out. David Njoku and Pierre Strong are questionable. Some tough injuries for the Browns, but I mean, at least Nick Chubb is off IR and on the injury report. For the Commanders, Percy Butler is questionable, Marcus Mariota is questionable, and Brian Robinson is also questionable. I mean, the Commanders have been doing surprisingly well this year. Jaden Daniels was a great pick, and I definitely think he's going to score 4 touchdowns all-purpose on a really struggling team. And it's going to be 28-17 for the Commanders. Now, Carolina Panthers at Chicago Bears. And the Bears coming off of a really surprising win against the Rams. So, for the Panthers, Shaq Thompson is out, and it's really the only major injury for the Bears. DeAndre Carter and Tevin Jenkins are questionable. Zach Pickens and Charles Smith are out. So, the Panthers haven't been doing so great this year. Everyone was like, oh, Bryce Young. It hasn't exactly panned out. They aren't winless, but I mean, they're 1-3. Chicago is 2-2. I think Chicago is eventually going to win this 20-17. Baltimore at Cincinnati. Baltimore has absolutely been struggling. They are coming off of a really good win, though, against the Bills. So, I think they're going to win. The Bengals are 1-3. They're not having the season they wanted to. And, I mean, I think their only win was against Carolina. So, they've really been having a rough game. And just a rough season. I mean, and I think the Ravens are gonna win as an AFC North in division game. So, never mind. The Bengals beat the Panthers, but they lost to they start 0-3, but they beat the Panthers. But it's not really an achievement, and they let the Panthers score quite a bit. I mean, last time they met, I think it might have been the Bengals who won that one. I think Sam Hubbard returned a fumble for a touchdown. But yeah, Bengals are absolutely winning this. I mean, sorry, Ravens are absolutely winning this 31-27. Buffalo at Houston. I mean, Buffalo, you know, they've been having a great season. A little damper on it when they lost to the Ravens. But the Ravens our good team might not have looked like it at the very beginning of the season, but they sure are a good team. So, the Texans, you know, also a pretty good team. So, it's 2-3-1 teams. And they haven't met since 2021. So, the Bills' offense is 20th. The Texans' offense is 10th. I mean, on paper, the Texans are the better team. And maybe they are, but the Bills are a tough team. And really, without that loss to the Ravens, I mean, they're really a good team, but so are the Texans with C.J. Stroud. And so it's really difficult to decide who will win. I do think it will actually be the Bills. I think it also shows that the Dolphins, Bills did better against the Dolphins. It's the only team they both face. I think the Bills' schedule is a little bit harder than the Texans. So I think the Bills will win, but it's going to be a one-score game. Pretty high scoring. I think it'll be 27-24. And next up we have the Colts at the Jaguars. And I mean, this is going to be, oh, and to add to the last game, Joe Mixon is out. It's a big problem for them. Can't get the run game involved anymore. Oh, but Ed Oliver, Khalil Shakir, and Taylor Rapp are also out for the Bills, but I still think the Bills are going to make do and win. Okay, Colts, Jaguars. Jaguars haven't been doing much of anything. I'm not entirely sure, but I wouldn't be surprised if they're winless. They've not been having any type of a good season whatsoever. So for injuries, Kenny Moore and Quiddy Pair out. Jonathan Taylor is out, which is a problem for the Colts. But Evan Ingram is questionable. Devin Lloyd, Darnell Savage, Daniel Thomas are also questionable. So is Nasir Abdullah. I mean, but the Colts are 2-2. This isn't the season they wanted. It's not the season a lot of people expected them to have. A lot of people said they'd be 3-1, but it's still early. This is still a team with a good shot to make playoffs. But the Jaguars have been blown out by the Bills and the Texans, while also losing to the Dolphins and the Browns in closer games. The Colts with Anthony Richardson are going to destroy them. And it's definitely going to be a multiple score game. And I think it's going to be 27-10. Miami Dolphins at New England Patriots. So, for this game, Jordan Poyer's out. Skylar Thompson is questionable. He's a backup. He can't be hurt. Odell Beckham Jr. is also questionable. And for the Patriots, everyone is questionable, including KJ Osborne, Vedarian Lowe, Nick Leverett, Mike Jordan, Marcus Jones, Jonathan Jones, Kyle Duggar, Kendrick Bourne, and Marte Mapu. Now, I mean, the Patriots have been having an unexpected year. They beat the Bengals. I mean, that was a shock. I mean, and they're coming off of a loss to the 49ers, but, I mean, it's the 49ers in the regular season. However, that's their only win. Dolphins, their only win is against a team with no wins. And their quarterback is on IR. And I think the Patriots are going to be taking this one. 27-24. Next game is the 49ers hosting the Arizona Cardinals. I don't have to go over injuries or anything. The 49ers are going to win 47-12. Alright. Moving on to Las Vegas at Denver. And so Devontae Adams is out. Max Crosby is questionable. Divine Diablo is questionable. Michael Myers out. These are some big, quite big problems on the injuries. The only Tyler Beatty is out for the Broncos. For Las Vegas, these are some rough injuries. Losing Davante Adams for a game is a really tough thing to overcome, especially when he's like your only receiver. So the Raiders and Broncos are both 2-2. The Raiders managed a surprise win against the Ravens. That's the highlight of their season so far. The Broncos beat the Jets and the Bucks. Beating the Bucks is no small feat. The Raiders so far have beat the Browns, but they lost, and the Ravens, but they lost to the Panthers and Chargers. I think the Broncos, they're coming off of 2 straight wins. Last win was not great, but I think they are going to win, especially without Davante Adams. I think they could win 21-20. I think it'll be a surprisingly good game. Alright. Moving on, Giants at Seahawks. So, Matthew Adams is questionable. Dory Jackson is questionable. Devin Singletary is doubtful. Malik Neighbors is out. Some rough injuries for the Giants, who have predictably been struggling this year because of, you know, the most overpaid quarterback in the NFL, Daniel Jones. For Seahawks, Boyan Mafe is questionable. Byron Murphy, the second, is out. Cameron Young is also out. Yeah, it's definitely going to be the Seahawks. The Giants haven't done much of anything this year. And I mean, Daniel Jones, he's going up against a pretty good defense. I mean, the Seahawks are 3-1. The Giants are 1-3. I think it's definitely going to be 27-9. All right, Packers at Rams. So, as a Rams fan, I want to petition the commissioner for a new season, because I don't like this one. This is a sad season. Loss of the Bears. Last game, and the Packers own the Rams. They don't really have to look at the injury report to know that they'll win. The Rams just have not beaten the Packers, you know, like ever. I remember in 2021, the Packers beat the Rams. In 2022, the Packers beat the Rams. In 2020, the Packers beat the Rams. I don't know if in 2023 the Packers played the Rams, but if so, they probably beat them. And now the Packers are playing the Rams. I don't like when the Packers play the Rams, because... So now Cooper Kupp is out. The entire offensive line is injured. Only bright spot is that Romeo Dobbs is doubtful. But the Packers are still going to destroy the Rams. 31-30-10. Alright. Dallas Cowboys at Pittsburgh Steelers. I mean, the Steelers. What is going on with the Steelers? They have been doing so well. Until last game, they were undefeated, but they did take a loss to the Colts. Very narrow loss to the Colts. And going up against the Cowboys, who are not having the season they expected at all. After blowing out the Browns, they got blown out by the Saints, got beaten by the Ravens, and then beat the Giants by 5. So, I mean, not very awe-inspiring there. And also, Brandon Cooks is out, Trayvon Diggs is questionable. Michael Parsons is out. It's a huge hit to their defensive capabilities. However, Alex Highsmith is out. Another. And Larry Ogunjobi is questionable. Cordell Patterson, Michael Pruitt are out. And Jalen Warren are out. I mean, but Justin Fields is 3-1 now. How is this possible? Is he the same Bears quarterback? Yeah, he just didn't get any help on the Bears. And it's a revolving door. Now, Caleb Williams was the chosen one, and he's not doing so great because, I mean, he is actually doing pretty great, but they're not really winning games because he's not getting help. So, yeah, I definitely think the Steelers are going to, I think it could be a close game, but not that much. I think it's going to be 24-20. Still a one score game, but not field goal game. Alright, Monday Night Football, New Orleans, Kansas City. New Orleans has been struggling quite a bit so far. I mean, like, they were doing really, really well. They blew out the Panthers, and then everybody said that's the Panthers. Then they blew out the Cowboys, who had crushed crushed the Browns, which were regarded as a good team. But they've suffered consecutive losses since then to the Eagles and the Falcons. And now they're absolutely getting crushed by the Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes is going to have 350 all-purpose yards and 4 all-purpose touchdowns for a 31-16 win for the Chiefs. Alright, anyway, hope you enjoyed listening to this episode of Pouncing on the Podcast, or you'll hear more of me next episode.